You're listening to SBS News.
With less than a week left for evacuations, the US will shift the focus for the final days to removing its troops as civilians also try to flee. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the mission is on track to end next week.
Once individuals arrive in the United States, they will be eligible to apply for asylum or other available immigration pathways, which have as a condition additional screening processes and procedures. So no, we can't guarantee anyone anything.
But some US legislators want President Biden to ignore the August 31st cutoff and to continue the mission for as long as it takes. Ms. Psaki says the Biden administration is weighing up options about how to support those who wish to leave Afghanistan after that date. And the US says it is working with other countries to ensure those fleeing the Taliban's control have a safe place to live in future.
We are going to continue to work with the United Nations and our allies and partners around the world to continue to provide humanitarian assistance and a range of assistance to Afghanistan, even when we don't have a presence on the ground. There are also messages we've made clear to the Taliban.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken agrees there is no deadline to withdraw support for the people of Afghanistan, but he is emphasizing the high risks involved in the operation.
It's hard to overstate the complexity and the danger of this effort. We're operating in a hostile environment in a city and country now controlled by the Taliban with the very real possibility of an ISIS-K attack.
The Pentagon says two congressmen's decision to visit Kabul airport took attention away from the evacuation efforts on the ground. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the pair has left.
We were not aware of this visit, and we are obviously not encouraging VIP visits to a very tense, dangerous, and dynamic situation at that airport and inside Kabul generally.
Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, says the international community needs to take important steps to help Afghanistan. He wants to help normalize life there and establish stability.
In order to not experience new dramas on the western borders of our country, it is important to reduce the pressure of migration and to stabilize Afghanistan in this regard. To this end, Turkey will continue to be in close dialogue with all parties in Afghanistan.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the Western world did not realize how quickly the Taliban would take control of Kabul. She adds that this is the largest evacuation in the German army's history.
Our goal must be to safeguard as much as possible what has been achieved in Afghanistan in the past 20 years. The international community must also address this issue with the Taliban. However, there cannot be and must not be any unconditional arrangements.
And in a hopeful sign for the future, the US European Command has confirmed a baby born during an evacuation flight has been named after the plane's call sign, Reach. A symbolic gesture for a lucky new life. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.